Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy, Connecting the Light. My guest today is making a return visit, is Jeannie Townsend, and those of you who are familiar with the name will know that that is synonymous, and that's a good word to use, with the cities of light which Jeannie has been connected with, I think one could say, ever since the idea first came up, and she's been working with it for some years. And Jeannie was one of the speakers at the Sedona 2012 Ascension Conference, so Jeannie and I met just a couple of months ago. Anyway, after all that, welcome to the program, Jeannie.
Oh, thanks, Michael. It's good to hear your voice again. And thank you for having me back on, for goodness sake.
Well, I mean, we want you back because I think it's true to say the cities of light are what you might call hot news at the moment.
Oh, very, Michael, very much so. And I can bring you updated on what is taking place. And I think your listeners might be interested in all the good things going on because I bring good news. That's all I know is good news.
That's brilliant.
And with with Something's Coming,
yes.
That title is pretty much for those who don't know anything is coming. And we're always looking for something good. But Something Coming is now here.
Uh-huh.
And if all we can do is to know the now. We're in the now. So this city that we have been talking, for 30 years, been talking about, it's now time for this to demonstrate. So that's what I'm here to talk about. And you got any questions to start me off, Michael?
Well, one thing I feel some of our listeners might be interested in who might be hearing you for the first time, is tell us how you got involved in all this in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Trailing back a few years, I married a minister who was with Religious Science, and if you know Unity, then you'll understand Religious Science. Mm-hmm. Well, he was a meditation teacher, and he taught me to meditate. And in doing so, he meditated himself into being a channel, not knowing that that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And with that, he was given, actually worked for 3 years in the guest room with art supplies, and he couldn't draw a straight line. And what he brought through was architectural drawings of parts of the City of Light that was to come forth. And he and I didn't know any more about it than anybody else at that time. But the drawings were so immaculate in concept in what they were supposed to do to make this City of Light that was coming into this planet work that we kind of stayed with it. And with him teaching me how to meditate, and to bring forth what they call trans audio, I transfer audio information that I get, mm-hmm. and that's how it ended up in the book. The drawings are there. And after I learned how to do this, I found myself asking my guides, you know, if this thing, I think like a kid, if this thing is coming about, can I see it before everybody else sees it out here? I was told yes. It took me years to be able to get to the level that in quiet meditation, I could meditate into vision. I'm used to stage. I work with marionettes and puppets for years. So I'm used to envisioning something. But going into the city, I had no idea of what I was going to see. I was wide open. Okay, you take me where you're supposed to go. And I got a city guide. His name is Leluc. And he would take me either to the right or to the left as we went through this huge five-story gate. And I do believe there's four of them that I have seen anyway. And when you go come up to this magnificent gate, it is encoded that anybody who comes to the gates feels like they have come home. I hope I'm not going to go into tears here, which happens quite often now. But yeah. From that, Michael, I got to go into the city and into the buildings. This city is for healing. Anything that needs to be healed, and certainly this planet is. And the healing is done with light, all kinds of light. We have colors on this planet. I have never seen the brightness of the colors that they use from light. And with that, there's no knives, there's no needles, there's no dope, there's no kids screaming because they're going to have a shot. It is all done beautifully. They have one place, it's called the light modules, and there I have seen four of them and have been into one many times, even if I needed some healing, you know, while I'm sitting here on the outside. And just to give you a brief on that, there are technicians, light beings, and when we go to a doctor, we got to fill out all these papers, what the family did. You don't do that there. You walk through a screening. They have a name for it that I can't remember at the moment. And all the DNA and everything about you is encoded there, so the technicians inside know exactly what needs to be done, even if you don't tell them. You probably get a few extra things, too. You lay on a flotation table, nothing underneath. And in the room, there is music, soothing music and fragrances. And with that, the technicians turn on all kinds of different lights to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. And I have been in there many times. And this is, you want to be healed, Michael. This is the place you want to go. This is something special. There are other places that I was invited to take a look at. So I was kind of on an adventure. I didn't know what I was going to see, but I recorded everything. Even as it was told to me in conversation, because how I take this down is what I see, I write in longhand. And then it goes into typing and computer, whatever. But everything that comes through is happening at that moment. It's not something I'm looking back at. It's just taking place there. So if you were to go into the city, and I am told recently that there will be thousands of people heading in this direction because this is the first city and the prototype of many to come around the planet. But this has to be in, and we have to be able to walk into it in three dimensions. Otherwise, whatever I'm saying, you know, just pie in the sky. We will be able to walk into and get healed from whatever. But they're saying that this first city in Sedona, Arizona, people will walk, crawl, ride bicycles or horseback to get here, because this is where it's all taking place. After this, then there's more cities just like it coming up. The next one is Australia. And the one after that, are you ready for this, is the UK.
Right.
Because people will want one closer to them. The whole world can't just go to one. So the Creator has created, there are 13 more. The first one, it really isn't counted because that's the prototype. But the rest are counted all around the planet. So I know what the next two are anyway, and you're getting it. How does that sound?
Brilliant, yes, yes, lovely.
Well, don't get anything you need to get healed just because it's coming your way, okay?
Right. Now, let me just go back to the beginning here just to clarify one thing. When you said that your colleague on this was getting architectural drawings coming through.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that somewhere you had to make it work. What did you mean by that? Did he design the whole center? I mean, what part did he play?
He was the channel through which it came through. One of his very favorite mentors, if you will, or teachers, was Hermes, and was also known Toth at another time.
Yes.
And after Bill made his transition in 1997 in Tucson, Arizona. And after he left, my teachers kept coming to me and saying, this is what you do, this is what you do. And what he said was, you are to go to a bookstore and get a book on the pyramids. And I had no interest in the pyramids at that time. But I was moved to go to Barnes & Noble and find a book on the pyramids. Okay, I take it home. What do I need to know? I have seen people with stones building the pyramid, okay? And then it came to me because I wondered why, of all the people on the planet, Bill was given these architectural drawings. And what I found out was that the architect of the City of Light is Hermes. Mm-hmm. And that he, when Bill was in another lifetime, he was one of Hermes' students. And that consciousness carried through to where he was in this life. It got really interesting after a while.
Yes, yes.
And Hermes has contacted me because I got to know what's going on. I don't want to be out telling people something that's not going to happen. This is not where I'm coming from. I'm coming from truth. So they've taken me, okay, you're going to go into the city. You're going to see what is happening and how people are going to be healed. Advanced technology, and this is where we bring in the ETs, the extraterrestrials, our heavenly host, if you would. And just lately there has been much written about disclosure. Is there going to be any disclosure? When is it happen? I'm here to tell you, and everybody listening, this city is the disclosure. It is what we've been looking for because we have to have something to back up what we're saying. And all the ETs, extraterrestrials, I'm so heart-filled with them because one of the places... Hold on. One of the places in the city I was privileged to see is called the Embassy of Peace. Mm-hmm. I, throughout my working with learning about the inside of the city so I could give somebody some kind of a picture, I had been into the Embassy of Peace 136 times. And in there... It's like, Michael's like an amphitheater, huge, yep. And there are hundreds of light beings in there. And it was in that place that a lot of the transcribing that I did is in the book, because I needed people to know what I was hearing. So if they were taking a walk through the city, through the book, it would be them that is in there, not me. They would hear or read what I heard at that time, because this belongs to the world. It doesn't belong just to me. I'm just a spokesperson here for the city. But, Michael, when I walk through, I come. They teach me in my language, which is stage. In the vision, my guide and I would come in from backstage, like through drapes, onto the stage itself. In the audience is all these teachers and mentors and helpers from space. The one thing I remember mostly was the love. The love that was sent to me as I walked on that stage from that audience. One time, a long time ago, when Bill was still here, he was doing trans audio, and we had just seen a movie where the space people were coming to destroy us. So my question at that point is, are they coming to conquer us? And the voice that came from Bill, from his teacher, said, after a pause, what's to conquer? What have you done with your planet? What have you done with your forest? You say you're in the United States. What's united? Where are you united? Where are you united on the planet? You need help. And for that much, there will be no more wars. Nobody wins in the wars. Nobody. So there will be no more wars. We come in peace. We come to bring love. This planet must go into love. So if you ever want to go to another planet right now, your consciousness is too low. You're not allowed. We're going to get you into the phase that you'll love each other. And, Michael, we started that at 11-11-11. That wave started, and it's still going. It's still going, even though there was some disappointments at 12-21. But really, the consciousness that all of us have is in the power that's put that into the power to bring forth this city so you can see it and walk into it. And we've got a program that's not to be passed up. This is so exciting that I have a hard time sleeping at night. Mostly I cry because God's bringing this in. And I call whatever anybody calls a creator, I call it God because I can spell it. My spelling isn't that good.
Do you think that the energy levels that you experienced in the city were anywhere near what were created at the Sedona Conference? Were they very near?
Oh, yes. That's why you all came here. You know, a lot of us thought, well, maybe it's going to happen now. But you brought all that power in. Not only did I get to meet people of such truth and note who could speak beyond, in worlds beyond what we have here, but I learned and I made friends like with you and Steve and Stephen and all the rest of the clan that was there. You were purposely brought here. I don't know how you, in fact, I asked, how did you decide to come to Sedona at this time? And I can't even remember what the background around, but in the meantime, my teachers are saying they were programmed to come here now to bring that light and power in as a kickoff to help bring the city in, because it's our consciousness that is bringing this city in. You all did a really great job. Wow, because I'm starting to see things.
Yes.
In the physical, and like I said, it has to be physical, or it ain't going to be anybody much good here.
I must say, just speaking for myself, when I got the invite, I knew right away that I had to go. I mean, there was no real hesitation, and yet prior to that, I had had other invitations to go to the States and Canada, and I must confess, I wasn't particularly interested for different reasons, but when it came to this one at Sedona, I absolutely jumped to it.
The power, Stephen, Stephen, he must be thinking of me. Michael?
Yes.
He does email a lot, that's good. But the power that is happening here now, my teachers say, for everybody that I talk to bring that vision into now. Now is all we know. Before, it was city was coming. Now bring it to the city is here now. What is happening in the visions that I see, and I'm a sky watcher, that the tops of a lot of the red rocks, I can see auras. And when I started picking it up, it was about maybe out my window, maybe a half inch, white auras. Now it's 2 inches, from my my perception, over the top of the rocks. The other day, on we had some little rain, little snow. And as I looked out the window, right outside in front of the big rocks, I have a group near my home, there was a beautiful rainbow, bright in colors, just one making an arch. I went, oh, my God, look at that. I ran to the front door to look out, and it was gone. So I went back to the bedroom where I saw there was another one. This happened four times. There was four separate, gorgeous, big rainbows right here. And behind these same rocks, I also saw, one morning when I woke, a big white fan, a filled-in arch, pure white, no clouds. The sun wasn't up. It doesn't open. It'll come up in that spot anyway. So what I'm saying is that we are, it is so here. I can't tell you how much this city is already here. And if everybody will just see it now, if you're reading the book, walk through and be me in seeing the buildings and feeling the healing taking place and feel the tears. People were saying, well, what happened on 1221? Hmm. You want to know what happened to me?
Carry on.
Okay. my business partner and publisher, Charles Betterton, and I went to Cottonwood to get groceries, okay? Hmm. Normal stuff. Then we stopped at Kentucky Colonel Chicken Place for dinner, just recently opened. While he was getting the food, I sat at the table, and all of a sudden, on a left field, came this vision. And with the tears that went with it, I closed my eyes and tried to cover out all the people that were there, but there were Christmas carols playing in the background. So I just sat there quietly, and this vision came as clear as anybody could ever see. And what I saw was the city on the left, right-hand side. I was on the left side of this vision, standing in the middle. Was the Christ in full color, in full light? His hand, his right hand was pointing to the city. His left hand was pointing to me to come. I couldn't speak to Charles or anybody the rest of the night. The vision and the wave of love that went through it to me told me that this city is ready, that we are ready, and that the prophecies, as philosopher says, is all prophecies are an opportunity, that this city is now, and that all of us, in putting our consciousness into that now, will find ourselves looking exactly and being in that, in this city, for the prophecy of the second coming, which I didn't know that much about. I asked the Christ, is this the second coming? Without hesitation, he said, yes. Mm. This is, and he's not coming down on a sunbeam in the middle of the freeway. He's coming with the city that's going to heal, the beginning of healing this planet. I can't tell you how strong this was given to me. Yes. I use a lot of Kleenex lately. But, yes, I'm going to send some over to you. This happens constantly. All of a sudden, there will be a wave of love that I have to sit down with. I don't know when it's coming. It just happens. And it happens all the time. Or, on the other hand, in our cleansing process, women who will understand the hot flashes will get to know power surges that move from the bottom chakra up through to the top, up where the witness chakra is, above the crown chakra. Oh, you might not know what that means. That's from the four keys to light. And speaking of that, and the time that we were together for a couple of sessions, a couple of months ago, I guess it is now.
Yes.
I was told to give a tone. This tone has been sacred, and I was only told to give it to on a one-to-one basis. And then I was told to give it to small groups who take the four keys to light. I did not know that I was going to give it during the scenario, but as guided, I did. And the tone, I can give it now because it's out there all over the planet. This is the love song of God. It's the tone we come in on and the tone we exit on. It's the tone that holds this planet together and the universe together. We know the Om, which is connected to Earth, and that's not to be given up by any means. When you tone the Om, as you Om, the mouth, the lips go together, and you are creating the, where we live now. You're making it whole, and it's beautiful, and it's Earth. The ah tone we use all the time. If somebody gets a present, they say, ah. If somebody has to go to the doctor say, open your mouth, and what do you say? Ah.
Yeah.
If you're scared, riding on a Disneyland ride, what do you say? Ah. This is, yeah. Honestly, this is the tone the city comes in on. This is the tone all the cities will come in on. And so anybody who wants to tone that, and it's now being toned all over the planet, if you go someplace and you're standing on a mountain or a mesa, tone it out over the valleys. Tone it out where you're at. And it's also healing. This tone helps heal. There's a lot more to this, but I just wanted to give you that so you can do with it whatever you want. But
right.
Just do it in love. Use it in anger. Okay.
Right. So does this toning also help to speed up the appearance of the cities?
It helps speed up the consciousness.
Yeah.
So that we are recognizing we are in the now, or the hologram, if you will. It's all a hologram. Yeah. And it took me a long time to get used to that idea until I got a hold of a book called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And I thought, okay, from an author called Robert Sheinfeld. And he has it simply put how this works. And I think like a kid, so you have to get it down where the mules can get a hold to it.
Yeah.
And it makes such sense in what we are all as light workers are doing. And because I've had other books, but I don't understand them. This one I understood. And there's several of us now who are reading it because it makes sense why... We don't, although the city's here, we don't see it yet. And it's the consciousness. And as we bring our consciousness in, yes, it is here. And Tonya, that's going to help it because I'm beginning to see it here. And I'll send out the message as soon as I get. But working together as a group, as a unit, as love and light, you're going to be able to be back here before you know it. And that sounds good. That's worth working for, I'll tell you for sure.
Yes, indeed, yes.
So that's some of what's happening.
Right.
Got any more questions? They'll spring me.
Yes.
God knows
yes,
talk.
I, I've got plenty of questions here for you.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that people might be curious about, and I am, is have you actually established what the city is in the sense that is it a mothership or is it something similar to a craft that we've never seen before?
What I did see, maybe this will help. When I went into the city one time, my guide took me out to look like a field of some kind. Coming in on a space vehicle was a completed building being lowered to the ground. And I went, oh my gosh, look at that. So what I see is that this city is now grounded. It's in the three dimension. But the buildings that are were putting it together at that time were already done. We couldn't do this without space help. The space technology is so important, and God bless every one of the ETs that I'm a Jedi. So God bless them all who have been helping us. We couldn't do it. God hired them. I don't know how much they get an hour, but they're doing pretty good with what they, you know, are bringing forth. So to me, it has to be three-dimension. It can't just be a vision of the Holy Mother on a tree trunk or something. You have to be able to see it three-dimension, like we see everything now, like the table, like the chair, like whatever. But the buildings were brought in on space vehicles. And that much I know. That I can tell you, because I saw it. Another
right,
question?
So, yeah, I think so, yes. I mean, clearly it's some sort of separate unit of some kind. If it can come in as a complete unit, then it must be, for the time being, separate from the Earth. That was why I asked the question. Now, you've mentioned the obvious thing here, that once that is completely... once it's completely appeared, people will want to know how they can use the cities of light. Now, have they already got some sort of program to control the interest of people? I mean, you can't have hundreds and hundreds of people, as you like, sort of rushing to the city.
The technology is that, what I'm being told now, the technology that is being upgraded constantly that we use now, the little things that we hold in our hands, and the doctors are learning more about light in whatever they're doing. There is the plot plan that Bill brought through along with the architectural drawings is like something that we would be used to seeing, like a school, a university, if you will, where doctors and scientists can go in the city, learn how to use light technology and take that back to their practices.
Oh, right.
So wherever they are, this light that they use in the cities will spread out all over the planet. And as you say, everybody can't show up at one place and expect everything to happen. Yeah. Some of the technology I don't know. I just know that it's light because I've experienced it and asked about it. And let me give you a couple more places. The Birthitarium. This is one of my favorite places, where the new kids coming in are coming in light. I was taken there not knowing what it was till I got there with my guide, and I was up on kind of went up the steps. The doors you just kind of walk through. There's no doorknobs that I've seen. And there was kind of a little level. And as I looked over, there were three women giving birth at the same time. Three of them. And there was no mechanical things of any kind there. There was just light. And these women were having a birthing party. There was no cussing. There was no pain. There was no implements. There, and the babies, Michael, were being born. They were light. They were being born. They were coming out gurgling
yes.
and laughing. This, I had never seen anything like this in my whole life. But this is what we get to look forward to, is that as the kids are coming in, and now they're coming in brighter than, you know, stars out there with their technology that they have been implanted with. So our futures down, years down the line, we're going to have the great, how do I say this? This planet, as I am told, will, in light, will shine like the moon in the heavens. We are heading for that much light. So this says that we are being healed. People all over will be healed. And one of the places is where the, one of the newer places that I've just seen is where the imagination is put into proper thinking. So people not using their imagination to bring up some dumb stuff that we've been doing for a while, but to bring in the light and the love with our thinking. And this is really exciting. I'm so glad we're here at this time in history. Everybody, hang on. This is the best stuff I could ever give. And I know it's correct. There has never been a doubt that this is not in line, that it's not going to happen. No way, Jose. This is coming forth. And as God said, we're going to give you the kingdom of light.
Mm.
Okay, Michael?
Well, you've mentioned the Birthatarium. What other part of the city has really impressed you?
Oh, boy.
All of them.
All of them. Well, let me talk to you about the high towers. This is one of the drawings that Bill brought through. There are four of them. They're called high towers. They're 1,500 feet in the air. And they have been catching what's called UPPCs, uniphase power capsules that have been bombarding this planet since God knows when. These high towers have up at the top like a catcher's mitt, and they catch these UPPCs, these light capsules. That light goes down to the ground. It lights up the cities and also states around. We've been looking for energy, and it's been here. We just haven't known of it, I guess, until now. The to see these are awesome, and as I said, they're in the books. You want to see them, but Bill brought these through. He had no idea what he was doing for three, and he wanted to quit many times. He says, "I'm going crazy. I don't know why I'm getting this. I don't know how to draw them." And then he'd go back in and draw some more. Balancing emotions. We have a lot of problems balancing emotions as humans. There is an empowerment building where balancing emotions, and call the empowerment and empathy, balancing emotions and negative thoughts are released. It's also, there's one column, Memory Manor. You go in and you sit down. In front of you is, and there's kind of groups that I saw, small groups, huge screen, screen like a movie would be on. And what a person would do, one at a time, and nobody else seen it, just taken one person. Oh, that's what it was. Excuse me. There was just one person and a guide with them. Okay. That person sits down and thinks of something in a memory that they want to release. It could be something sad. It could be something happy that can't happen again because it's gone. They think this thought in their mind. That thought is projected on that screen. They can see it like in almost in three dimension. But the nice part about it is There's no emotion attached to it, good, bad, or indifferent. The emotion is gone. It's just a movie. And with that, they walk out of the building and go through what's called a light shower. The light just showers down on them. It's not liquid. It's just light. And any residue that a victim from that wants to stay in that, well, we did it, I don't want to lose it, is washed away. They don't even have any, they can see it or think of it, but there's no emotion. And that works really, really well in the whole thing. They have water, little pools, I should say. The water looks kind of thick, like light jello that is liquid. And I said, what is this? And this is one of many healing pools. Like you have a skin condition that sore that or cut that you want to get in. I was told, put your finger in this pool. So I did, and a cut was immediately healed. And I'm going, wow, look at this. How about this? And I said, my question was, what about teenagers who have acne? You know, they fuss about the face. He said, they take some with his hands and they put it on their face. The acne is gone. This is the technology that we are dealing with that we have no concept of how to do, you know, at this stage of the game. And we are just so blessed. Does that help any?
Absolutely, yes. So, well, the more we hear about it, the more we love the idea. But just extending this a little bit further, would they also be able to replace lost limbs, help yes. blind people to see, deaf people to hear? I mean, is there any limit to what they can do?
Well, let me answer this. Is there any limit that God can do?
Yeah.
In losing a limb, Michael, you still have the light body there.
Yes.
That's what they work with. If somebody loses a leg, you still have the light body. Sometimes they still feel that there's something there, but there isn't anything there.
Yes.
That's what gets taken care of. And how much it gets taken care of, I know it works. I didn't stay long enough to see if they put another leg on. But what they did show me was the light pattern, they're telling me at this time. Okay, is this possible? I'm getting it's definitely possible. Depending on the consciousness of the person. Now, somebody maybe who has lost a leg uses that to get TLC, that they really wouldn't want it put back on, even if you and I thought, oh, my gosh, we can get this put on again. So it depends upon where that person is coming from. And the consciousness is where it's at. So, Michael, it comes back to us.
Yes.
We are the creators. We create what we want in this world. And I'm back to the illusion again. But I have never expected to see anything like I have been so privileged. What an honor to walk into this magnificent, awesome, gorgeous city. People have been seeing cities for eons of time. The buildings are in white, kind of sparkly white, and with gold trim. I was even given a puppy who is white with gold gold trim, so I know he's going to the city. Some of the tops of the buildings are landing. I looked at it and I said, what is that top of that building? It looks like it's a dome. And what I was told was that it's a space vehicle. It's a landing site. We have many of them here in Sedona. And so going in, to the city. Michael, you were at the domes over here, were you not? That looked like Easter eggs. When I was having lunch with Nina one time, and they had a gentleman over there who was painting symbols on top, like you see out in the fields. And she says, what is that? And I got immediately that it was a space map. It was a honing in map for space vehicles to be able to hone in to where we're at. And I think they have. So this is just some of the things that the rest, of course, I had the first book. I had been privileged to go into so many more times that Charles Betterton, my publisher, best friend, he said, this book has got to be bigger. We've got to put the rest of them, all of this in. So the new book now is about to hit the printers. And I am thoroughly thrilled. And that's all I know.
Okay, now, something that also occurs to me that would be of interest to most people, for example, is there some healing unit where I could walk in one door and come out of the other one aged 20 years old?
I'm right behind you. I may be leading that, you never know.
Right, yeah.
Well, yes, actually, this is very interesting. My teachers have told me, you people are so into age, which is into time. There isn't any time. You are so programmed to grow old, get sick, and die. You don't have to do this. In the first place, don't do age. As a vision I got, as a little girl, this elderly man was sitting on a bench. And I walked up to him and I said, how old are you? And he paused for a moment and he said, I'm only today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not here. I am only today.
Mm. Very good.
I pick that up and I carry that. I don't do happy birthday. I do happy new year because it would be a new year coming up. I only do today. So whatever you see, you see. So to answer your questions, absolutely. I'll meet you in that department, Michael.
Well, that will be my first call, I think.
Okay. I hope they'll take two. We'll have reservations.
Yeah. Now, do you know what part you will play in the future once the Sedona City of Light has appeared?
No, not not really. When Bill brought up the first plot plan of the city, because they said that people, when they walk into the city, they have to see something they are used to, some kind of a building, a park, a theater, something like that. And that at that time, when he brought those through, I said, are we going to get to live there? And they said, yes. Well, I'm minus one at this point, but that there was a home, and they said you can expect people from all over the world, kings, queens, whatever, who will visit. You will be able to talk to them. Also in the big theater that is right up front as you walk into one of the gates, will hold many people, and I don't know exactly how many, but if it's like the Embassy of Peace, we're going to do pretty good. So beyond that, Michael, I don't know. They haven't really told me. I'm just to let the word out as best I can, and whoever is interested will follow with it. I've got people who think I've lost my mind, but even family members. But I stay with it. Because I know this is absolutely correct. And,
yes, indeed.
And one lady said, go ahead.
No, you go first. One lady said?
Oh, Charles and I were at a book conference. for my book, and this lady saw the book cover with the spaceship on it sitting on my lap as we sat in the back row. Anyway, she looked down it, and I glanced up. I said, would you like to glance at it? She took it, and she went over to the side. She flipped through it, and she came back, and she said, people must think you're nuts. Literally. Yeah. Best thing I ever heard. And I said, well, actually, no. Within 3 or 4 weeks, this book was in 18 countries. I said, would you like to look at it more? She said, yes, I would like to take it overnight. She did. She came back the next day, tears running down her face. She says, I could not put it down. Mm-hmm. I read it all through, all night. She says, you give us hope. And I thank you. Well, I gave her the book because she was attached to it, and that's good. We're not nuts. And if we are, by God, I'm staying with it because I know God's got the nutcracker, and this thing is coming in to be being.
Now, there is a question I wanted to ask you regarding these four high towers, which you said are 1,500 feet tall.
You spoke
of them collecting this UPPC. Is that the only function they have?
Hold on just a second. Yes, this is their main function right now. As it lights up the city, it makes all the technology work. And I could add this. Thank you. Mm. I could add this. I have been on, there is a city under the city, and I was taken in there one time. There is huge computer screens, huge. I mean, wall-to-wall computer screens, and that work with the energy coming into the city. Into the gates, to make the gates work, to make the technology work, I guess. They tell me this because they know I don't know nothing, so anything they tell me would work. But under the city is an electromagnetic field. I could also add that nobody could damage the city. If they couldn't send a bomb on it, they couldn't do anything because it is protected. Totally. All the cities will be protected. And as the minds change with the lights that are coming in and the cities, we wouldn't think of doing such a thing anyway because our mind is being healed and our bodies are being healed. And all the way we used to think the pairs of opposites, there's not going to be an opposite. There is only love. That's where I'm coming from. That's my bottom line. Either it's love or it isn't. And if it isn't, we don't need it. So God, bring in the love. And I met a lot of love when we had the conference here. A lot. We got good people on this planet who are looking for something good to get a hold of, that they can live good lives. And this is in process. We need this place. Big time.
Okay. Now, the City of Light that's going to come in Sedona is primarily for healing. What will be the differences, if any, with the other Cities of Light?
As far as I know, they're duplicates. Because everybody needs, number one, the planet needs to be healed. Number two, they have to know that we're not the only planet in the world. That there are brothers and sister being light beings all over the universe, and we get to meet them. I mean, this is an honor that they would take their time and effort to come here to this planet to get it straightened out so that we can be part of the whole, that we can all be one. So that's about as much as I know of it at this point.
Okay. Now, still thinking about the rest of the Cities of Light, once the prototype has appeared in Sedona, do you think the other 13 will have all appeared before the end of the year, that is 2013?
I don't know, Michael. I just am given the first two and kind of a little idea on on the first, they said, get the first one in, keep your concentration on the first one. Then I've already talked to Stephen Cook at the conference. He was holding my hand, and when I did, I got the vision that the gates had opened. I said, Stephen, get ready, you get the next one. And then United Nations, United Kingdom, gets the next one. Beyond that, I'm still searching that out. And maybe somebody else knows. People see them all over the place. So I think this is South Africa. I'm getting South Africa. But all over the planet, we need, wherever we can get, one. And as I said, there'll be technicians trained to take it out of the city. Take this technology out so it's not just confined in one place.
That's wonderful. Now, do you think that the cities will all be of the same size? Because am I correct in thinking the one at Sedona, the prototype, will be about 5 miles wide or something of that size?
Yeah, it could be. I keep seeing things, vision, and mostly it's auras that I'm beginning to see more of than I had before. So, and it goes out a ways. I haven't seen the edges. They haven't told me how many miles this is. But you're probably, if you're going from here to Phoenix, that would be 2.5 hours drive. So you've got, and there's a lot of land out there, Michael, that is not being used. Somebody says it's going to come and fall on my house. No. No. God owns it all, so I don't think that would, then you'd have to go in and get healed, so that wouldn't work so good. But how big the rest of them are, Michael, I don't know. But I'm sure they're going to fit in the right places at the right time. So if everybody just puts their mind on it now, the power on it, N-O-W, it's now, we'll all be happy to see something.
Right. Now, if the cities are exceptionally large, which it sounds as though they are, does that mean that in spite of all the visits you've made, that you haven't actually seen everything in one city?
Right. I know there's more buildings I have not seen. They closed me off of the embassy. I had 36 visits, something like that, because the book needed to be out. And so that stopped. I got to go in one more time. But they also, I can go back into the city and still see more buildings and more things. That can be in addition to that. But this book needed to be out and into the hands, what they told me, it needs to be in the people's hands and the mind. And that's the consciousness that will bring the city forth.
Right.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say, boss. So that's what we're working on now. It's just ready. Charles has been working night and day to get this thing done. So,
okay. Still on the subject of the new book, I believe you said it's at the publishers. Have you any idea how many weeks it will be before it's available to send out?
No. We've just added some more stuff. It's just heading into the printers now. You have to talk to Charles, but it's just heading into the printers now. It's just ready to go to the printers now. How long it takes them, I don't know, but there are people waiting, I know, and have been patient. But until we have this extra stuff put in as guided, I mean, we were between a rock and a hard place here. But my opinion is we're heading for New Year's Eve. Printers are closed over the weekend. So hopefully by the first of the week we'll have information to be able to send out to everybody, or let the key people know anyway.
That would be very nice. That would be quite quick. Now, another question here. Not many left now. do you actually know whether there is one particular ET civilization that's behind all of this, or are there many civilizations?
There are many. And they work together like we should learn to work together. Mm. They're unified under the one creator. They're loving. They're technically sharp and enjoy working together. When I do the four keys, I bring through everybody. I guess I don't think everybody knows this, but we all have guides. Everybody has a personal guide and a personal gatekeeper. They all work together with the beings, light beings in the universe. So it's really all one, Michael. We really are. We just have to do our thing and forget everybody else. But that's changing. Yeah, that's as much as I know at this point.
Okay. Do you happen to know whether these particular civilizations are all humanoid?
I'm getting no.
You don't.
They're not. So get ready to meet some great new friends.
Okay.
Great new friends, and you'll want to be just like them, is what I
always love.
You want to be just like them. Yes,
it's a lovely thought.
This is a great thing. Michael, we get to meet them from all over. How
yes.
groovy. And they're not the way we make them up in the movies.
No, that's a wonderful thought. I think I've really just about come to the end of my own questions. Is there anything possibly to do with the cities that you feel I haven't mentioned or asked you about that you might like to finish up with?
Let's see. Well, I think I just want to give thanks to you for letting me wander on here and talk about the city. To the Christ for bringing forth what was said a long time ago was coming forth. To the prophecies that God has put out in truth, whatever that is, wherever it belongs to anybody, and this is, I am not into anybody's religion, whatever, we're all one. I only know that there is one God. And whatever that means to anybody, in spirit or whatever, this is what's bringing this city forth. This is what's bringing forth all the cities that we have spoken of during this conversation. We are blessed beyond blessed. Stay in love. Be love. Be that to everybody you meet. And watch what happens. Know that this is happening right now, because that's all there is. There is only now. And with that, I now say thank you, Michael, for having me back on, tears and all, because I'm going to cry. Feel the heart.
Well,
and that's it.
Well, it's lovely to speak to you again, especially at this time when possibly, understandably, quite a few people are disappointed that 1221 wasn't something a little bit more exceptional, that there wasn't something big that happened, because the news you're giving us about the City of Light should cheer us up no end, I would think.
And because what my friend Walt Disney says, it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yes.
And that's what he did. When I go to Disneyland, I sat on the bench and I talked to him in conversation. And he says it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yes.
Even Oprah says if your dream does not include the impossible, you're dreaming too small. God can dream a bigger dream than we
right.
can. So with that, somewhere in time, I say thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. We've got so much to look forward to.
Oh,
I don't think anybody should really have time to be disappointed anymore.
No, not anymore. that energy, put that into now. Put it into the city. That's why this is happening, because the consciousness of everybody who was waiting for 1221, put that into the now.
Right.
The city is here now. Okay?
Absolutely wonderful. You're a beautiful soul, Jeannie, and I know that because I've met you, and you've got a wonderful sense of humour and feeling about all these things, and I think they picked the right person to be the spokesperson for the Cities of Light. So no doubt we will speak again or meet again sometime.
Oh, yes, I want that to happen. Bring Selassa too, will you? I want to hug him.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Michael. Say happy even, happy new year.
And indeed to you and Charles.
And to you, Dave, too. Bye.
Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Well, friends, we do get some very good guests, don't we? And Jeannie, as I've said, I've met her. She's a wonderful lady, such a loving soul. Next week, I've got Sheila Applegate, who's written a book called Enchanted One, which she refers to as a guide to love meditation. She's a spiritual seer, healer, and teacher of oneness. She is also a clinical therapist. And what she speaks of really is a message of love and a form of unconditional love. So I'll say thank you for being with me today, and I hope you can make it next week. And the new year will have arrived and gone by the time I speak to you, so I hope everyone has a happy new year. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you very much.